Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Unoccupied home declared complete loss following Sunday blaze. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. 12 firefighters, 3 fire chiefs, deputies, and personnel from Campbell County Health EMS swiftly responded to a 2-story house fire on M Court around 10:15 p.m. on Sunday night. Fortunately, no occupants were present in the home during the incident. When firefighters arrived, flames were visible on 3 sides of the house. Their prompt action prevented the fire from spreading to nearby structures and vehicles on the street, as reported by the Campbell County Fire Department. Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds mentioned the deputy spoke to the homeowner, a 62-year-old man, who revealed that the residence had been unoccupied for approximately 4 years. The homeowner was renovating the house and had been working on the fireplace earlier that day. According to Reynolds, the only items within the house were new windows and doors awaiting installation. Sadly, the home incurred complete damage. According to the fire department press release, the cause of the fire remains under investigation. Hageman to run for re-election. U.S. Representative Harriet Hageman has announced she'll run for re-election this fall to a second term in Congress. Cowboy State Daily reported one of her main motivations, which she said in a Thursday announcement, is fighting the wretchedness of President Joe Biden's administration and what she calls its ceaseless attempts to interfere with the lives of Americans. It's an interference she says she's been fighting after being elected in 2022. Hageman said, "I held Biden administration officials accountable, questioning them on their government-imposed wretchedness in the form of energy poverty, the criminals and terrorists flooding our southern border, and the blatant overreach and violation of our constitutional rights by our own federal agencies." Hageman has made a name for herself in conservative circles for pressing certain Biden administration officials, like Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Director Stephen Dettelbach, with blistering questions during committee hearings. On Wednesday, she called Mayorkas the walking, talking epitome of a tyrant. She also has frequently lamented what she sees as a weaponization of the federal government to target and censor citizens' First and Fourth Amendment rights. When it comes to Wyoming-centric issues, Hageman has held frequent town halls around the state to learn what residents care about most. In response, Hageman said she has made an effort to delist the grizzly bear from the Endangered Species Act and defund a controversial BLM resource management plan for the Rock Springs area, both passing the House. No candidates have officially announced plans to challenge Hageman in the Republican Party or the general elections later this year. Anyone who decides to run will likely face an uphill battle, as there have been no visible challenges to Hageman's base of support of any significance since taking office. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.